Buying Guide to an Electric Guitar. The Ultimate Electric Guitar Buying Guide. How to choose the perfect axe for your rockstar journey. Are you ready to embark on a rockstar journey? Well, your first step is choosing the perfect electric guitar to accompany you. With so many options out there, it can be overwhelming to know where to start. But fear not. In this Ultimate Electric Guitar Buying Guide, we'll walk you through everything you need to know to make the right choice. From the timeless classics to the latest innovations, we'll explore different types of electric guitars, their unique features, and how they can influence your playing style. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned professional, we've got you covered. We'll also dive into the essential factors to consider when purchasing an electric guitar, such as body type, tone woods, pickups, and hardware. Our goal is to help you find the axe that suits your musical preferences, budget, and aspirations. So, if you're ready to rock and roll, let's dive into the world of electric guitars and find the one that will ignite your inner rock star. Let the journey begin. Different types of electric guitars. Electric guitars are instruments that use electric signals to produce sound. They are different from acoustic guitars, which rely on the vibration of strings and the resonance of the body to amplify the sound. Electric guitars have several types, each with its own characteristics and advantages. Here are some of the most common types of electric guitars. Solid body electric guitars. These are the most popular and versatile type of electric guitars. They have a solid wood body that does not have any hollow chambers. This makes them resistant to feedback and allows them to produce a wide range of tones and effects. Solid body electric guitars are suitable for many genres of music, such as rock, metal, blues, pop, and more. Semi-hollow and hollow body electric guitars. These are electric guitars that have hollow or partially hollow bodies. They have a warmer and richer tone than solid body electric guitars, and they can produce natural acoustic sounds as well. However, they are also more prone to feedback and may not be as loud or powerful as solid body electric guitars. Semi-hollow and hollow body electric guitars are often used for jazz, blues, country, and rockabilly music. Electric acoustic guitars. These are acoustic guitars that have built-in pickups or microphones that can be plugged into an amplifier or a sound system. They have the advantage of being able to switch between acoustic and electric sounds, depending on the situation. They also retain the natural resonance and feel of acoustic guitars. However, they may not have the same range or versatility as electric guitars, and they may require more maintenance and care. Electric acoustic guitars are ideal for folk, country, pop, and singer-songwriter music. A guide to buying an acoustic guitar. Factors to consider when buying an electric guitar. Buying an electric guitar can be a daunting task, especially if you're a beginner or have a limited budget. There are many factors to consider before making a purchase, such as the style, sound, quality, features, and price of the guitar. Here are some tips to help you choose the right electric guitar for your needs. Style. The style of the guitar refers to its shape, size, color, and design. Different styles of electric guitars suit different genres of music and personal preferences. For example, if you are into rock or metal music, you might prefer a guitar with a sleek and aggressive look, such as a Stratocaster or a Les Paul. If you are into blues or jazz music, you might prefer a guitar with a warm and classic look, such as a Telecaster or a hollow body. Sound. The sound of the guitar depends largely on the type and quality of the pickups, which are the devices that convert the vibration of the strings into electrical signals. There are two main types of pickups, single coil and humbucker. Single-coil pickups produce a bright and crisp sound, but they also tend to pick up noise and interference from other sources. Humbucker pickups produce a warm and fat sound, but they also tend to lose some clarity and definition. Some guitars have both types of pickups, which allow you to switch between different sounds. Quality. The quality of the guitar refers to its craftsmanship, durability, and playability. A high-quality guitar should have a solid and well-finished body, a smooth and comfortable neck, a stable and accurate tuning system, and a reliable and easy-to-use electronics system. A low-quality guitar might have defects, flaws, or damages that affect its performance and appearance. You can check the quality of the guitar by inspecting it carefully, playing it for a while, and listening to its sound. Features. The features of the guitar refer to its extra functions or options that enhance its versatility and convenience. Some common features of electric guitars are cutaway. A cutaway is a notch in the body of the guitar that allows you to access the higher frets more easily. Tremolo. A tremolo is a device that lets you change the pitch of the strings by moving a lever or a bar. Coil splitting. Coil splitting is a feature that lets you switch between single coil and humbucker sounds by using a switch or a knob. Built-in effects. Built-in effects are effects that are integrated into the guitar itself, such as distortion, reverb, chorus, etc. Price. The price of the guitar is one of the most important factors to consider when buying an electric guitar. The price of the guitar depends on its brand, model, quality, features, and condition. Generally speaking, the more expensive the guitar is, the better it is in terms of sound, quality, and features. However, this does not mean that you have to spend a fortune to get a good electric guitar. There are many affordable options that offer great value for money. You can also look for discounts, deals, or second-hand guitars to save some cash. These are some of the main factors to consider when buying an electric guitar. Of course, there are other factors that might influence your decision, such as your personal taste, skill level, goals, and preferences. The best way to find the perfect electric guitar for you is to do some research, try out different guitars, and ask for advice from experts or friends who play electric guitars. Happy shopping! Understanding electric guitar body shapes and materials. The electric guitar is one of the most versatile and expressive instruments in music. However, not all electric guitars are the same. There are many factors that affect the sound, feel and playability of an electric guitar, such as the body shape and the materials used to make it. We will explore some of the most common electric guitar body shapes and materials, and how they influence the tone, resonance and comfort of the instrument. Electric guitar body shapes can be broadly classified into three categories. Solid body guitars are made of solid pieces of wood, usually glued or bolted together. They have a bright, punchy and articulate sound, with a lot of sustain and feedback resistance. They are ideal for genres that require high volume and distortion, such as rock, metal and punk. Semi-hollow body guitars are made of a solid center block of wood, with hollow chambers on either side. They have a warmer, richer and more complex sound, with a balance between sustain and resonance. They are suitable for genres that require a smooth and mellow tone, such as jazz, blues and country. Hollow body guitars are made entirely of hollow chambers of wood, with no solid center block. They have a deep, resonant and acoustic-like sound, with a lot of natural feedback. They are mostly used for genres that require a clean and organic tone, such as jazz, folk and swing. Electric guitar body materials can also affect the sound and feel of the instrument. The most common materials used for electric guitar bodies are wood, metal and plastic. Wood is the traditional and most popular material for electric guitar bodies, as it offers a wide range of tonal possibilities, depending on the type, quality and grain of the wood. Some of the most common woods used for electric guitar bodies are alder, ash, mahogany, maple and rosewood. Alder is a light and balanced wood, with a bright and clear sound. It is often used for solid body guitars, such as Fender Stratocasters and Telecasters. Ash is a heavy and dense wood, with a bright and twangy sound. It is also often used for solid body guitars, especially those with single coil pickups. Mahogany is a dark and warm wood, with a rich and full sound. It is often used for semi-hollow and hollow body guitars. Maple is a hard and bright wood, with a crisp and snappy sound. It is often used for the tops or caps of solid body guitars, to add some brightness and definition to the tone. Rosewood is a dark and smooth wood, with a warm and mellow sound. It is often used for the backs or sides of semi-hollow and hollow body guitars, to add some depth and richness to the tone. Metal is a rare and unconventional material for electric guitar bodies, as it offers a unique and distinctive sound. Metal guitars have a very bright, metallic and resonant sound, with a lot of sustain and harmonics. They are mostly used for experimental or avant-garde genres, such as industrial or noise rock. Plastic is another rare and unconventional material for electric guitar bodies, as it offers a cheap and lightweight alternative to wood. Plastic guitars have a very dull, flat and plastic-like sound, with little sustain or resonance. They are mostly used for novelty or budget purposes, such as children's or beginner's guitars. Exploring different pickups and their impact on tone. One of the most important factors that affect the sound of an electric guitar is the type of pickups it has. Pickups are devices that convert the vibration of the strings into electrical signals, which are then amplified and processed by the guitar amp and effects pedals. Different pickups have different characteristics, such as output level, frequency response, noise level, and magnetic polarity. These characteristics influence the tone of the guitar, which is the quality of the sound that distinguishes it from other instruments. There are two main types of pickups, single coil and humbucker. Single coil pickups consist of a single coil of wire wrapped around a magnet, while humbucker pickups consist of two coils of wire with opposite magnetic polarity, which cancel out the hum and noise that single coils produce. Single coil pickups tend to have a brighter, clearer, and more dynamic tone, while humbucker pickups tend to have a warmer, fatter, and more powerful tone. However, there are many variations and combinations of pickups that can produce different tones, such as P90s, mini humbuckers, active pickups, and coil splitting. The position of the pickups on the guitar also affects the tone. Pickups that are closer to the bridge produce a sharper, brighter, and more trebly tone, while pickups that are closer to the neck produce a smoother, darker, and more bassy tone. The middle pickup produces a balanced tone that combines the characteristics of both bridge and neck pickups. Some guitars have a switch that allows the player to select different combinations of pickups, such as bridge only, neck only, bridge and middle, neck and middle, or all three. This gives the player more tonal options and versatility. The choice of pickups depends on the personal preference of the player and the style of music they play. Some players prefer single coil pickups for genres such as blues, country, jazz, and funk, while others prefer humbucker pickups for genres such as rock, metal, and punk. Some players like to experiment with different pickups and their impact on tone, while others stick to their favorite ones. The best way to find out what pickups suit your taste and needs is to try them out yourself and listen to how they sound. Choosing the right neck and fretboard for your playing style. One of the most important factors that affect your guitar playing is the neck and fretboard of your instrument. The neck is the part of the guitar that connects the headstock to the body, and the fretboard is the surface on which you press the strings to create different notes. The shape, size, material, and construction of the neck and fretboard can have a significant impact on your comfort, speed, accuracy, and tone. There are many different types of necks and fretboards, each with their own advantages and disadvantages. Some of the most common ones are C-shaped neck. This is a classic and versatile neck shape that suits most playing styles. It has a gentle curve that fits comfortably in your hand. It is usually found on Fender guitars, such as Stratocasters and Telecasters. U-shaped neck. This is a thicker and rounder neck shape that provides more stability and sustain. It is ideal for players who use a lot of force or bend the strings a lot. It is often found on Gibson guitars, such as Les Pauls and SGs. V-shaped neck. This is a distinctive and vintage neck shape that has a sharp angle at the back. It is preferred by some players who like to grip the neck with their thumb over the top. It can also enhance the twangy sound of some guitars, such as Telecasters. D-shaped neck. This is a flat and wide neck shape that offers more space for your fingers. It is suitable for players who like to play fast or use complex chords. It is commonly found on Ibanez guitars, such as RGs and GEMs. The fretboard is also an essential part of the guitar's feel and sound. The fretboard is usually made of wood, but some guitars have synthetic or metal fretboards. The most common woods are rosewood. This is a dark and dense wood that has a warm and smooth tone. It is easy to play on and does not require much maintenance. It is widely used on acoustic and electric guitars, such as Fender and Gibson. Maple. This is a light and hard wood that has a bright and crisp tone. It is more responsive and articulate than rosewood, but it also requires more care and cleaning. It is often used on Fender guitars, such as Strats and Teles. Ebony. This is a black and heavy wood that has a rich and balanced tone. It is very smooth and fast to play on, but it also tends to be more expensive and rarer. It is usually found on high-end guitars, such as Gibson and PRSs. The shape of the frets can also affect your playing style. The frets are the metal bars that divide the fretboard into segments. The most common shapes are jumbo frets. These are large and tall frets that make it easier to bend the strings and produce more sustain. They are ideal for players who like to play with a lot of expression and vibrato. They are often found on modern guitars, such as Ibanez and especially medium frets. These are standard-sized frets that offer a good balance between playability and intonation. They are suitable for most playing styles and genres. They are widely used on classic guitars, such as Fenders and Gibson. Vintage frets. These are small and low frets that give a more vintage feel and sound. They are preferred by some players who like to have more contact with the wood of the fretboard. They can also enhance the clarity and accuracy of your notes, but they can also make bending harder. They are commonly found on vintage guitars, such as Fenders and Gibson. As you can see, there are many factors to consider when choosing the right neck and fretboard for your playing style. The best way to find out what works for you is to try different guitars and see how they feel in your hands and how they sound in your ears. Remember that there is no right or wrong answer, only personal preference. Examining the importance of hardware and electronics. Hardware and electronics are essential components of modern technology. They enable the creation, transmission, processing, and storage of information in various forms, such as digital, analog, optical, and quantum. Hardware and electronics also support the development of applications and systems that solve problems, enhance productivity, improve quality of life, and advance scientific knowledge. In this paragraph, we will discuss some of the main aspects and challenges of hardware and electronics in the current and future technological landscape. Testing and comparing electric guitars in store. Testing and comparing electric guitars in store can be a daunting task, especially if you are not sure what to look for. There are many factors that affect the sound, feel and performance of an electric guitar, such as the body shape, the wood type, the pickups, the hardware, the neck profile, the fretboard radius, the action, the intonation and more. To help you make an informed decision, here are some tips on how to test and compare electric guitars in store. Before you go to the store, do some research online and narrow down your options based on your budget, style and preferences. Read reviews, watch videos and listen to sound samples of the guitars you are interested in. When you arrive at the store, ask a staff member to assist you and show you the guitars you want to try. They can also answer any questions you have and give you some recommendations. Choose a guitar that feels comfortable in your hands and suits your body size. The guitar should not be too heavy or too bulky for you. The neck should fit your hand well and the frets should not be too high or too low. Plug the guitar into an amp that is similar to the one you have or plan to buy. Adjust the volume, tone and gain settings to your liking. Try different pickup combinations and see how they affect the sound. Experiment with different effects pedals if available. Play some chords, scales and riffs that you are familiar with and listen to how the guitar sounds. Pay attention to the clarity, sustain, resonance and dynamics of the sound. Compare different guitars and see how they differ in tone and feel. Test the guitar's playability by checking the action, intonation and tuning stability. The action is the distance between the strings and the fretboard. It should be low enough for easy playing but not too low that it causes buzzing or fretting out. The intonation is how well the guitar stays in tune across the fretboard. It can be checked by playing a harmonic at the 12th fret and comparing it to the fretted note at the same position. They should sound exactly the same. The tuning stability is how well the guitar stays in tune after bending, vibrato or using a tremolo system. It can be affected by the quality of the tuners, nut, bridge and strings. If you find a guitar that you like, ask if you can take it to a quieter room or a sound booth for further testing. This will allow you to hear the guitar more clearly and without any background noise or interference from other instruments. Take your time and don't rush your decision. Try as many guitars as you can and trust your ears and your gut feeling. Remember that there is no right or wrong choice when it comes to electric guitars. The best guitar for you is the one that inspires you to play and express yourself musically. Conclusion: finding your perfect electric guitar. Choosing an electric guitar is not an easy task. There are many factors to consider, such as the style, the sound, the playability, the budget, and the personal preference of the player. However, with some research and guidance, you can narrow down your options and find the electric guitar that suits your needs and goals. In this article, we have reviewed some of the best electric guitars on the market, covering different genres, price ranges, and features. We have also provided some tips on how to test and compare electric guitars, as well as how to maintain and care for them. We hope that this article has helped you gain some insight and confidence in finding your perfect electric guitar. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to electric guitars. The best electric guitar for you is the one that inspires you to play more and express yourself better. Happy playing!